from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Let's get to the NFL. Well, all 32. Tonight, preseason football, Cody. 6 o'clock. NFL Network.
Oh. Get fired up, Cody.
Bryce Young.
Can't wait.
Versus Drake May.
Is Bryce Young better now?
Panthers.
Is he better?
Patriots. I told you, I think the reports out of New England have been saying that their 6th-round pick, Joe Milton, has been outperforming Drake May. But it's going to be Drake May or Jacoby Brissett starting week
You're
one.
You're saying they're not going to let Milton start week one?
We need to stop with acting like there's any chance because Joe Milton looks good in camp that he's the week one starter. In the rookie campaign, when one guy was drafted in the 6th round and one was drafted in the 1st round, they're not starting the 6th rounder over the guy they took in the top 5. Just doesn't work that way. Now, fast forward 2 years from now, different story. Brock Purdy was a Mr. Irrelevant. I get it. I'm talking about going into their first fall, they're not starting the guy that was a 6th round pick over the guy they spent top 5. So let's stop with that. If Drake May's struggles tonight, yeah, Jacoby Brissett would be the week one starter. But I am curious to see what Drake May does with virtually no weapons around him. And then Bryce Young with a brand new offensive-minded head coach. We'll see if in year two, Bryce Young has improved.
In reality, it always takes teams at least a year to bail on the top 5 pick and favor the Brock Purdy type, right? Even if it is right, Milton's the better prospect, it'll take them a full year. They'll give May the actual shot in games for a while first. And if you really think that Milton might be better, well, then start May now. Don't waste your time with Brissett. Start May, find out what you have, and then next year, maybe your decision is a little bit easier if you actually do think Milton is better. I'm also going to talk about quarterbacks. Instead, I'm going to head to Baltimore, where Lamar Jackson, a couple days ago, was talking about why he got skinny this offseason. He said he got fat and slow. And I was honestly confused. Did Lamar Jackson ever look fat or slow to either of you guys? Or is that just because I'm a mere mortal? Because at no point did I feel like what was holding the Ravens offense back was Lamar Jackson's lack of athleticism. If anything, I feel like being bigger would be a benefit to him. Staying on the field has got to be Lamar Jackson's number one priority. Being super skinny, maybe you think you can dodge some tackles, but if you really are 20, 25 pounds lighter, does that not come a greater risk of getting hurt?
Well, there's definitely some risk there, but okay, I don't think they're allowing him to make that change or asking to, if they actually thought it's going to be super detrimental to his availability. I think what's happening is they have Derrick Henry as a running back now in that system, which is exciting for them. And you're going to see him under, there's reports you're going to see him under center more in Baltimore. So he's going to be under center, play action is an opportunity. That's where Lamar could be really effective.
Yeah, and maybe that includes like bootlegs out where he can really get out in space and kind of use his legs. But I didn't think he was slow. I understand why he's trying to do it. He wants to feel as quick as he can. And in his defense, His single greatest asset is his ability to run. That's what makes him an MVP-level quarterback. It's not that he's a bad passer. I don't want people to take it that way, because that makes you can be good at two things. But his single biggest skill set, the thing he's better at than any other quarterback in the league, is running. He is the best running quarterback in the NFL right now. It has led him to two MVPs, as we previously mentioned. So I don't want him to lose that. But also, I didn't feel like it was ever holding them back. Him not being on the field held them back a number of times. Their lack of a deep passing game held them back a number of times. And again, maybe you're right, because Derrick Henry, play action, their offense could look, they could be a really dangerous team again. I don't know who the hell's coming out of the North. That division looks tough.
Yeah, it's really difficult. And, you know, Lamar Jackson and bootleg doesn't sound very fun.
Not fun for defenses. No.
Yeah, correct. And not if you're playing against them. We've talked a lot about Brandon Ayuk, I think for partially this reason, but also the fact that they're going to have to pay Brock Purdy soon. I think the 49ers actually have more pressure to win. And we talked about quarterbacks being paid and all the pressure. I think the Niners actually are under more pressure than particularly the Bills and the Bengals to win it all, because they have that coming up and they're paying so much money to guys, particularly on the defensive side of the ball. They need to win now before they pay Purdy, because even when they pay Purdy, not that they can't do it, but they're going to be set back a little bit because they're going to lose so much of the guys that they are currently paying right now. I think they're under some more pressure to win the Super Bowl now than the teams that have paid the quarterbacks, even in Josh Allen and Joe Burrow and now Tua and Justin Herbert, et cetera.
About half the damn AFC's paid now. I mean,
yeah.
It shouldn't be a disadvantage for much longer to have a quarterback who's not paid. They're all paid except for Stroud.
It's go time more for San Francisco, and they still haven't even paid the quarterback yet.
It's go time for the Brock Purdy reason, no question. And we mentioned, it's easier to win with the rookie quarterback. The Chiefs proved they could do it with the rookie contract, and now they've done it with the big payday. The Niners, you gotta get it done now, because if you think it's not getting any easier for you. I will say, though, like with the 49ers, there's more pressure also to begin with, because you've been in two Super Bowls over the last 4 years and you've come up empty.
Mm-hmm. They've lost like three or four straight Super Bowls, haven't they?
Something like that.
They just keep getting back to them and not doing it. That's a massive problem for them. I don't think there's a single quarterback who has more pressure on them this year than Stroud, though. They've given him... He's on the rookie deal, so they get the whole cheap quarterback thing that you just mentioned, Drew. They get the whole cheap quarterback thing.
Yeah.
He has an absolutely loaded amount of talent. They're coming off a division win. So now people are already expecting you to challenge for very real, very big things. You're coming off the best rookie season in NFL history. I don't think there's a single quarterback with more pressure this season.
The division's not considered
than
that
CJ Stroud.
The bar is very high for a guy in his second year. I think that's fair. The only other name I would, like, as you were talking there, I'm like, maybe you can make a case, for a Joe Burrow, because he's
a lot of
coming off of an injury, and that's the big talking point,
that.
And for him to prove once again, like when he's been healthy, he's been a top three quarterback in the league. But last year you missed most of the season. So if he comes back and doesn't look like he was pre-injury, then obviously that's way concerning. And I think he will look like he did prior to the injury. But there's some pressure there, like that, for him to immediately be back at the same level, for that whole team to be right back where they were a year ago or a year and a half ago.
That's what they should be. Last year they faced 11 playoff teams, more than anyone in the league. They only had Joe Burrow for five starts, faced 11, and had the single toughest schedule when the season wrapped up than anyone in the league, and they still won 9 games.
Yeah.
So you shouldn't get worse with Joe Burrow at the helm and a fourth place schedule or third place, third place schedule and Joe Burrow back. You should have greater expectations than 9 wins. You should be thinking Joe Burrow takes me to 10, 11 wins. That's probably fair.
Well, and that's where, again, the start of the schedule.
12 wins.
In the first 4 weeks, they play Bryce Young, Drake May, and Jaden Daniels.
They got to win those three.
If they're
you got to win those three.
They have no excuse to not be 3-1 or better. If they're 2-2, it's a failure. They're 1-3, because they've been known for the bad starts.
Yeah.
They can't afford a bad start.
They'll be dropping to Drake May and Daniels.
And they'll lose to Mahomes in week 2.
They go 1-3. That's embarrassing.
And Drew, you've committed number 50. So if you were listening to the show yesterday, Drew said, we had Sean Barber on. Drew said he will get the number 59 tattooed on his wrist if the Chiefs beat the Bengals in week 2.
That's how much I like Barber, all right? You know?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.